Now time for a locker room chat with Axel girls head basketball coach Brad Brockstrom after a win from this past Tuesday. You guys defeat Onega on the road 43-33. And coach, just want to get your overall thoughts on this one.
Oh, it was exactly what we thought. It was going to be an aggressive battle. We got some shots to go through there in the third quarter to get the lead extended. And then we fought in the fourth quarter and just hung on, basically. So it's a big win for us.
Yeah, and you guys went on a major 17-3 run from the midway point of the first quarter all the way to halftime. You guys had a 19-9 lead at the break. How important was it for you guys to be able to not only get that run started in the first quarter, but hold it through the second quarter into halftime?
Very important. You know, I told the girls, you know, at halftime, you know, we're up 10. I said, we got to take this to 20. I said, you let them stick around in the game. It's going to be a battle. And they did exactly that. You know, I think we got it up to 21, maybe 22. And then the fourth quarter was just basically hanging on. So, it was a great win.
Yeah, and speaking of the fourth quarter, you guys gave up 18 points in that quarter, and you guys gave up 15 in the first three quarters. What are some things you're trying to do to make sure that you don't have something like that kind of repeat and hold on for all four quarters and get maybe a larger margin of victory?
Just taking care of the basketball. You know, talked to you just before. You know, I think we had six travels in the fourth quarter. You know, and we, you know, 12, 13 turnovers in the fourth quarter. It's just turn the basketball over, and that's what's going to happen. You know, we got sped up, which has been the problem. Well, since I've been coaching on here, my second year, and, you know, just trying to get them to, you know, just calm down and execute. It's a daily thing we do at practice.
And Kaylee Sandman had some big free throws. She was 4-for-5 from the free throw line. She had 12 points and then 13, as well as what I had for Natalie Strothman. How nice was it to see those two really play sustainably good offensive basketball in this one?
You know, they're the two that have to. You know, they're Kaylee's a senior and she's made, you know, good strides, and she's gotten so much better since last year. I kind of watched a little film last year, and it's just a night and day difference, just the scoring ability and the rebounding. You know, she's getting 13, 14 rebounds a game. It's huge.
And, Coach, now you guys step into a gauntlet as you guys will be hosting Clifton Clyde and then Hanover this week. With Clifton Clyde, they are 3-0 in league play, 8-0 overall. As for Hanover, of course, reigning state champs in 182, 3-0 in league play as well, 4-1 overall. What are some things that you're going to have to see from this team to make these games really close and possibly have a chance to win those?
Take care of the basketball. Both teams are going to press you. They're going to play man-to-man. They're going to be all over you. We take care of the basketball, you know, we'll have a shot. You know, it's just when you give it over 25, 30 times, you know, you don't have a chance to beat these teams. They're just too good, too athletic. It's going to take a great game for sure.
We'll see what happens. A tough week for you guys coming up here, and then you go into the TVL tournament in Onega the following Saturday. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it today, as always, and best of luck this upcoming week.
Thank you, sir.
That was Axel girls head basketball coach Brad Brockstrom here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.